Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 25th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said, "To be great is to be misunderstood." He said, "Live in the sunshine, swim in the sea, drink the wild air." He said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." That was Ralph Waldo Emerson, born Boston, 1803, came from a Unitarian family, graduated in the middle of his class at Harvard, married, became a minister, and then his wife Ellen died of tuberculosis at the age of 20. He was devastated. He left the church, became an essayist, then a lecturer. He managed his own lecture business, giving as many as 80 in a year, traveling across the northern states as far west as Minnesota and Iowa. He married again to Lydia Jackson, whom he called Queenie. She called him Mr. Emerson. Settled in Concord, had 4 children, befriended Henry Thoreau, encouraged him to keep a journal, and it was Emerson's land at Walden Pond that Thoreau built his cabin on. In 1871, an old man, he traveled on the new Transcontinental Railroad to California, and he saw Yosemite. His memory had begun to fail him. He found that embarrassing. He retired from the lecture field, stayed close to home until he died at the age of 78. Emerson, who said, "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." It was on this date in the year 240 BC, Chinese astronomers noted the earliest recorded sighting of Halley's Comet at its closest approach to the sun. It's the birthday of the poet Theodore Rethke, Saginaw, Michigan, 1908, a popular teacher at various colleges. He said, "Art is the means we have of undoing the damage of haste. It's what everything else isn't." It's the birthday of Raymond Carver, 1938, Clatskanie, Oregon, raised in Yakima, Washington, son of a sawmill worker and a waitress, married right out of high school, had 2 kids, worked as a delivery man, got a fellowship to the Iowa Writers' Workshop, writing stories about the hard scrabble world he was living in, people who worried their cars wouldn't start or they wouldn't have enough money for rent. Carver said, "I'm a paid-in-full member of the working poor. They're my people." He came to wide public attention with his collections of stories, Cathedral and Where I'm Calling From, back in the 80s. And it's the birthday of Jamaica Kincaid, 1949, born in Antigua, known for her writing on the effects of colonization and corruption in the Caribbean. Her mother gave her an Oxford English Dictionary for her 7th birthday, and she took solace in that, though their house did not have electricity or running water. Moved to New York as an au pair and wrote her first novel, Annie John, the coming-of-age story of a young girl in Antigua. Here's a poem by Theodore Rethke, My Papa's Waltz. The whiskey on your breath could make a small boy dizzy, but I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans slid from the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not unfrown itself. The hand that held my wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped a buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed, still clinging to your shirt. My Papa's Waltz, from the collected poems of Theodore Rethke, published by University of Washington Press, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.